Hello everybody, this is Rafael Malikian, student doctor from University College London Medical School, and I've been studying gastroenterology in the run-up to my exams, which are happening in about 3 weeks' time, and I've stumbled across what could be quite a useful mnemonic to help with the diagnosis of ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. This mnemonic involves the diagnosis using the anti-Saccharomyces cerevisiae antibodies, or ASCA, and the anti-neutrophil cytoplasmic antibodies, or ANCA. So here goes. Now, if a patient is ANCA positive and ASCA negative, there's a greater than 90% chance that they have ulcerative colitis. Now, I thought this could be recalled quite easily by remembering that when you're at sea, you'll have an ANCA. So UC, ANCA positive, ulcerative colitis, ANCA positive, UC ANCA, C ANCA, I thought it goes quite nicely. So now on to Crohn's disease. If a patient is ASCA positive and ANCA negative, there's a greater than 90% chance that they will have Crohn's disease. Now I'm remembering this using a slightly more complicated mnemonic, which is ASCAP and CD. Now if you're into music as much as I am, you'll know that ASCAP stands for the American Society of Composers, Authors and Publishers. And that goes quite nicely with CD, which stands for Crohn's disease. So ASCAP, CD, being ASCA positive, Crohn's disease. A little bit more difficult than the UC one, but might be of use to somebody out there. So just to summarize, if you're at sea, you'll have an ANCA. Ulcerative colitis is UC, and it's ANCA positive. And Crohn's disease, ASCAP, goes well with CDs. ASCAP, ASCA positive, CD, Crohn's disease. So UC, ANCA, and ASCAP, CD. Anyway, I'm going to go back to the books, so I'll speak to you guys soon. And this has been Rafael Malikian, the student doctor from University College London Medical School in London, England, signing out.